Hey everyone, this is going to be another demo of a game from Apron, or Jeremy Kaldobski, I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name. This is called Dog Who Hates Toast. As you can tell, it's kind of a nonsensical name because, well, this game is quite nonsensical. It's a memory game, so basically the premise is that you're helping Apron, I don't know how you pronounce it. I guess it's Apron, I think that's how he says it. But you're helping, essentially the guy who made this, you're helping him organize his house. The problem is, as you complete tasks, a word will randomly be changed out for a completely different word. And this continues until it sounds like absolute gibberish. So what you have to do is you have to, in your mind, you have to keep track of the words and what they've been changed to. So let me go ahead and run this.
Folder view list. Audacity. Dog who hates toast.exe shortcut.
Right, so I should rename that shortcut, but I made a shortcut on my desktop. Because you have to extract the archive that you download. It's just a standard zip file. And then you run the executable.
Dog Who Hates Toast. Rough Beta Version 0.6b. By Apron. Main menu. How to play. Play.
All right, and I think...
Dog Who Hates Toast. Window Eyes Support.
Jaws does not seem to be responding. Sappy on.
Oh,
Dog Who Hates...
How to play.
It did default to NVDA. Let's hit Tab.
Screen Reader.
Yeah, so tab will move through your different output modes for speech. So here we are in the menu. We have how to play.
Play the game.
Play.
Load game. Exit the game.
And then load and then exit.
How to play.
I'm going to have the voice here read the information out to you.
Exit the game.
And give me just a second. My audio is acting a bit weird.
Audacity.
I'll try to fix that. Sorry about that, I just had to fix my mixer. And basically, it makes popping noises if there's no audio playing, and I thought I fixed that, but I think I got rid of the popping by playing some stuff in the background. Anyway, that doesn't really matter for this demo. So,
how to play?
I'm going to go back here into the game, and we're going to listen to the help message.
Arrow down for information. Dog Who Hates Toast is an insane game of word association and memory by Apron. You have been hired to help a man organize his house. The man, named Apron, is clearly going insane, but you need to do what he says so you can afford to buy the new shoes you saw on television.
The new shoes.
The shoes you want to buy are so freaking amazing. The commercial says you can run faster, jump higher, and they even glow in the dark. Okay, I got a little distracted, but seriously though, the shoes rock. Within Apron's house, there are 10 rooms. Pressing keys 1 through 0 will move you between the different rooms. Once inside a room, use the top row of letter keys, W through I, to select a specific place within that room. For example, if you went into the bathroom, you could focus on the shower, the shelf, or even the floor. Once you have picked a location, drop down to the middle row of keyboard keys. A through G will select different items that are in this location. Some locations will have only a single item, while other locations could have a few. Select the desired item, and press Enter, to swap it for the item you already have in your hand. You may only carry a single item with you as you move about the house. To advance in the game, you must perform tasks Apron gives you. Press Q, at any time, to hear the task you need to complete. A task will list some item, and the new location Apron wants you to put it in. Sounds simple enough, right? There are two things that make this game difficult. The first problem, is that you must start to learn where items are placed around Apron's house. When you start moving things around, you will need to remember everything's new location.
Yes, I forgot about that. So, in addition to the instructions being jumbled up, you'll have to remember where you put things.
The other challenge is that your employer is slowly going insane. However, being asked to put laundry detergent on the sofa is not your only clue that you are working for a madman. With each new task, Apron will have more trouble telling you what he wants done.
Right. Yeah.
With each task completed, a single common word will be swapped out for some new random word. You will be informed of these changes, but this will make it considerably more difficult to perform your organizing tasks. Only the tasks spoken by Apron will be jumbled. All of the game's regular dialogue will remain intact. Once you have completed 40 tasks for Apron, you will win the game and be given a special in-game story to let you know how things turned out.
Yeah, I have never beat this game. I suspect if I wanted to, I would have to write down all the instructions and all the words so that I would know what the words actually meant, because by the end of it, I'm pretty sure it sounds like absolute gibberish. Of course, that's kind of cheating because you're supposed to use your brain and keep track of things. But yeah, this game gets quite insane very quickly.
At any time, press Z to hear your current status. Press X to hear where you are. Press C to hear what you're currently holding. And press V to hear the last set of word changes that were made. I don't have the slightest idea how far a person can get in this game. Sooner or later, Apron will be spouting sentences of gibberish. Only a person with superhuman skills of word association could hope to understand his insane ramblings. I wish you luck, and those shoes are going to be so sweet.
Or if you cheat.
Previous menu, main menu, how to play the game.
So I'm going to do a few of these. I'll say maybe two or three tasks just to give you an idea of how this works.
You have arrived at Apron's house. Press Q to hear your first task.
All right, so I'm going to hit Q.
To start you off, go grab the banana from the kitchen, then put it on the floor in the laundry room.
Yeah, he's clearly insane. But obviously, right now, this makes sense. The dialogue makes sense even if the action behind it does not. So we gotta go to, let's see, if I hit one.
You're in living room. You're in dining room. You're in kitchen. You're in hallway. You're in bathroom. You're in bedroom. You're in spare room. You're in family room. You're in laundry room. You're in computer room.
So it was me pressing 1 through 0 on the top row of numbers. So I think it was number 3.
You're in kitchen.
Right, here we are in the kitchen. Now I can look around by hitting W through I, I think was what it said. So I will start pressing the keys on the QWERTY row.
You look in the refrigerator in the kitchen.
Right, so now you hit...
You see the mustard in the refrigerator.
Yeah, A through G. So that was A.
You see the eggs in the refrigerator.
D doesn't have anything. G does nothing. D, F, and G do nothing.
You look on the counter in the kitchen.
All right, so I'm going to hit E, and then I will start pressing keys. So A.
You see the banana on the counter. You see the banana on the counter.
So this is the thing I want. I'm going to hit Enter.
You have set the glass jar down on the counter and picked up the banana.
Right now...
To start you off, go grab the banana from the kitchen, then put it on the floor in the laundry room.
Yeah, that's really weird. What was laundry room?
You're in hallway. You're in bathroom. You're in bedroom. You're in spare room. You're in family room. You're in laundry room.
Okay, that was number 9. And we have... Let's see here.
You look on the shelf in the laundry room. You look on the floor in the laundry room.
So the floor is E, and if I hit A...
You see the laundry basket on the floor.
We will do that.
You have set the banana down on the floor and picked up the laundry basket. You have completed your first task. Apron has gone a little bit more insane. The word it will now be replaced with Kate's. Press Q to hear your next task.
All right, now if I hit Z...
You are downstairs in the laundry room holding the laundry basket.
That tells me my current status. If I hit X...
You are downstairs in the laundry room.
That just tells me the room I'm in.
You are holding the laundry basket.
Number C tells me the item I'm holding.
The word it will now be replaced with Kate's.
And then, of course, V shows you the last word that was changed out. So let's hit Q.
I want you to head up and grab the folded shirt from the family room and put Hates on the dresser in the bedroom.
Right. So far, it's pretty easy, right? So let me read the title bar of the window.
I want you to head up and grab the folded shirt from the family room and put Hates on the dresser in the bedroom.
Shirt in the family room and go to the dresser in the bedroom. All right, so...
You're in hallway. You're in bathroom. You're in bedroom. You're in spare room. You're in family room.
Yeah, so that's number 8.
You look in the closet in the family room. You see the suitcase in the closet. You look in the closet. You look on the sofa in the family room. You see the folded shirt on the sofa.
Right, let's just pick that up.
You have set the laundry basket down on the sofa and picked up the folded shirt.
So, as you can tell, this can get quite complicated very quickly, and I'm only on task two. All right, so what was my quest?
I want you to head up and grab the folded shirt from the family room and put Hates on the dresser in the bedroom.
Okay, bedroom.
You're in hallway. You're in bathroom. You're in bedroom.
All right, that was number six. Yeah, so if you really want to be efficient at this game, you'll have to learn where everything is, and that can be quite challenging. Well, it can. I suppose it depends on how good your memory is. But I really like this concept because it makes you use your brain. All right, so I think
I want you to head up and grab the folded shirt from the family room and put Hates on the dresser in the bedroom.
dresser.
You look on the floor in the bedroom. You look on the bed in the bedroom. You look under the bed in the bedroom.
So I'm just pressing the top keys on the QWERTY row. I'm gonna hit T.
You look in the closet in the bedroom. You look on the dresser in the bedroom. You look in the dresser in the bedroom.
So in this case, it's Y.
You look on the dresser in the bedroom.
And I'm gonna hit A.
You see the alarm clock on the dresser.
Let's do this.
You have set the folded shirt down on the dresser and picked up the alarm clock. You have completed two tasks. Apron has gone a little bit more insane. The word the will now be replaced with paper. Press Q to hear your next task.
All right, so far it's pretty easy.
Paper, next thing I need you to do is go up and get paper glass dolphin from paper dining room and place Hates under paper TV in paper family room.
Right, it's starting to look a little more insane, right? So let me read the title bar again.
Paper, next thing I need you to do is go up and get paper glass dolphin from paper dining room.
Glass dolphin from the dining room.
You're in bedroom. You're in bathroom. You're in hallway. You're in kitchen. You're in dining room.
Yeah, okay, that's number two. And
You look under the table in the dining room. You see the dog under the table.
huh.
You look on the table and you see the camera on the table. You see the plastic cup on the table.
Nothing. All right.
You look on the shelf in the dining. You see the folder on the shelf. You see the glass dolphin on the shelf. You have set the alarm clock down on the shelf and picked up the glass dolphin.
Right, now what's the rest of my quest?
paper, next thing I need you to do is go up and get paper glass dolphin from paper dining room and place Hates under paper TV in paper family room.
Put it under the TV in the family room. Okay.
You're in bathroom. You're in bedroom. You're in spare room. You're in family room.
That was number eight again. All right, so we need to look for under the TV.
You look in the closet. You look on the sofa. You look on the floor. You look under the TV in the family room.
All right, so that's number, or that's a T, and then I'll hit A.
You see the DVD movies under the TV.
Let's do this.
You have set the glass dolphin down under the TV and picked up the DVD movies. You have completed three tasks. Apron has gone a little bit more insane. The word floor will now be replaced with battery. Press Q to hear your next task.
Oh man. Okay, now it's just gonna be even crazier. I'll do one more task because this is starting to drive me crazy.
Go grab paper computer monitor from paper computer room and place Hates on paper battery in paper computer room.
Wait a minute.
Go grab paper computer monitor from paper computer room and place Hates on paper battery in paper computer room.
Now, if you don't know what to expect, well, it might sound like gibberish.
Go grab paper computer monitor from paper computer room and place Hates on paper battery in paper computer room.
Oh, so I just have to move the monitor from the computer room to the floor of the computer room. All right. But again, if you're just coming into this, you'll have no idea what that means.
You're in laundry room. You're in family
Let's see,
room.
where's the computer room?
You're in computer room.
Okay, that's zero on the number row.
You look on the shelf in the computer room. You see the Lego ships on the shelf. You look on the desk in the computer. You see the computer monitor on the desk. You see the box of cables on the desk. You see the computer monitor on the. You have set the DVD movies down on the desk and picked up the computer monitor.
All right, now if I hit R.
You look on the floor in the computer room. You see the stacks of CDs on the floor. You have set the computer monitor down on the floor and picked up the stacks of CDs. You have completed four tasks. Apron has gone a little bit more insane. The word under will now be replaced with brush. Press Q to hear your next task.
See, now I'm starting to kind of lose track of what's happening, and this is only task five. Yeah. All right, let's do one more.
Grab paper folded shirt from paper bedroom and put Hates on paper battery in paper computer room.
Wait, what?
Grab paper folded shirt from paper bedroom and put Hates on paper battery in paper computer room.
Put it on the floor in the computer room. So we go to the bedroom.
You're in kitchen. You're in hall. You're in bath. You're in bedroom. You're in bedroom.
Now, where did I put the shirt?
You look on the floor, in the bed. You look on the bed. You look under the bed. You look in the closet. You look on the dresser. You see the folded shirt on the dresser. You have set the stacks of CDs down on the dresser and picked up the folded shirt.
All right, now,
You're in computer room.
I think you said the floor.
Grab paper folded shirt from paper bedroom and put Hates on paper battery in paper computer room.
Yeah.
You look under the desk. You look on the floor. You see the computer monitor on the floor. You have set the folded shirt down on the floor and picked up the computer monitor. You have completed 5 tasks. Apron has gone a little bit more insane. The word you will now be replaced with alarm clock. Press Q to hear your next task.
Right. I think you get the idea. I'm starting to go kind of insane myself, but let's just listen to this task.
Paper, next thing I want alarm clock to do is go grab paper pair of pants from paper bedroom and place Hates on paper shelf in paper laundry room.
Actually, you know what? I can do this one too. So pants from the bedroom, shelf in the laundry room.
You're in spare room. You're in family. You're in bedroom. You look on the floor in the bedroom. You see the pair of pants on the floor. You have set the computer monitor down on the floor and picked up the pair of pants.
Yeah, he's definitely insane because these tasks make absolutely no sense, but you have to do them. All right.
Paper, next thing I want alarm clock to do is go grab paper pair of pants from paper bedroom and place Hates on paper shelf in paper laundry room.
All right, so shelf in the laundry room. Let's see, where's the laundry room?
You're in kitchen. You're in dining room. You're in living room. You're in hallway. You're in bathroom. You're in bedroom. You're in spare room. You're in family room. You're in laundry room.
Okay, the shelf.
You look on the shelf. You see the laundry detergent on the shelf. You see the old keyboards on the shelf. You see the paint can on the shelf. You see the old keyboards on the shelf. You have set the pair of pants down on the shelf and picked up the old keyboards. You have completed 6 tasks. Apron has gone a little bit more insane. The word pants will now be replaced with station. Press Q to hear your next task.
Oh boy, okay.
Take a minute to grab paper shoes from paper bedroom, then place Hates on paper shelf in paper laundry room.
Well, maybe I can do one more.
Take a minute to grab paper shoes from paper bedroom.
Shoes from the bedroom.
You're in kitchen. You're in hall. You're in bathroom. You're in bedroom. You look on the floor. You see the computer monitor on the floor. You look on the bed. You see the pillow on the bed. You see the blanket on the bed. You look under the bed. You see the shoes under the bed. You have set the old keyboards down under the bed and picked up the shoes.
This is so nonsensical.
Take a minute to grab paper shoes from paper bedroom, then place Hates on paper shelf in paper laundry room.
Shelf in laundry room. All right. Laundry room is number 8.
You're in family room.
No.
You're in spare room. You're in bedroom. You're in bathroom.
Wait, where's the laundry room?
You're in laundry room.
Oh, that was number 9. Okay. Shelf.
You look on the shelf. You see the pair of pants on the shelf. You see the laundry detergent. You see the paint can on the shelf. You have set the shoes down on the shelf and picked up the paint can. You have completed 7 tasks. Apron has gone a little bit more insane. The word paper will now be replaced with laptop. Press Q to hear your next task.
Oh.
Grab laptop cup from laptop kitchen and put Hates on laptop battery in laptop hallway.
Huh?
Grab laptop cup from laptop kitchen and put Hates on laptop battery in laptop hallway.
Hang on.
Grab laptop cup from laptop kitchen and put Hates on laptop battery in laptop hallway.
Put the cup from the kitchen on the floor in the hallway.
You're in kitchen.
Okay.
You look in the refrigerator. You look on the counter. You see the glass jar on the counter. You look in the sink. You see the bowl in the sink. You look on the floor. You see the dog dish on the floor. You look in the cabinet. You see the cup in the cabinet. You have set the paint can down in the cabinet and picked up the cup.
And then we need to hit...
You're in laundry. You're in family. You're in spare room. You're in bedroom. You're in bathroom. You're in kitchen. You're in dining room. You're in living room.
Where's the
hallway?
You're
in hallway.
Oh, hallway's number 4. And the floor.
You look in the closet. You look on the floor. In the hallway, you see the dog bone on the floor. You have set the cup down on the floor and picked up the dog bone. You have completed 8 tasks. Apron has gone a little bit more insane. The word want will now be replaced with buttered bread. Press Q to hear your next task.
Right.
Go grab laptop folded shirt from laptop computer room and place Hates on laptop shelf in laptop dining room.
Yeah, all right. So I think I've had quite enough of this insanity for right now. I do want to show you something, though. If you hit escape.
Main menu. How to play. Play. Save. Load game. Exit the. How to play. Play the game. You have arrived at Hapron's house. Press Q.
Wait.
To start you off, go down.
Oh. Wait, that reset the...
You are in the spare room, holding the glass jar.
Oh, that reset the game.
To start you off, go down and grab the computer monitor from the computer room and put it on the floor in the computer room. Main menu. Menu closed. To start you off, go down and...
Oh, I see. So if you hit escape...
Main menu.
That takes you back to the menu. If you hit escape again...
Menu closed.
You can go back to what you were doing. My mistake I made is I hit new game, which reset the game. But if you wanted to save, let's just say that you had enough of the insanity for now.
Main menu.
You press you press escape.
How to play. Play the game. Save current game.
You go down to save current game.
Save game dialog. Type the file name you wish to save to. Leave blank to cancel. Edit blank.
And we'll just call this insanity.
Insanity. Okay button. Game saved as insanity. Press escape to return to the game. Menu closed.
Now, if I want to load that...
Main, how to play, save, load game. Load game dialog. Type the file name you wish to load. Leave blank to cancel. Edit blank.
We'll type in insanity.
Game loaded. Press escape to enter to the game. Menu closed. To start you off, go down and grab the computer monitor from the computer room and put it on the floor in the computer room.
All right, now I'm pretty sure these tasks are random, and they randomize every time that you start the game. So if I go back in here...
How to play the... You have arrived at Hapron's house.
If I hit Q.
To start you off, grab the blanket out of the bedroom and put it on the floor in the living room.
Right. Now, if I load...
How to play... Save. Load game dialog.
Insanity.
Game loaded. Menu closed.
And hit escape. Now if I hit Q.
To start you off, go down and grab the computer monitor from the computer room and put it on the floor in the computer room.
Right, so that's how you save your game. The save files are stored in the game folder.
Main menu. Exit the game.
I believe, anyway. And,
Audacity.
Yeah. All right, so... Sorry about that. I was just checking to make sure that I was in the right window. But yeah, that is Dog Who Hates Toast. It is quite insane, as you can tell. I did 8 tasks. So I got... a fifth of the way there. I'd probably start tearing out my hair at about task 12 or 20. That is insane. But I really do. I think that is a really neat concept. It trains your brain. It genuinely makes you think. And your brain will definitely be put to the test. Let's just say that. Anyway. That's about it for me for this demo. I will put a link to the game in the description. You guys take care.